As we call the deacons forward and prepare our hearts for the Lord's table, I want to read to you a few words from the writings of Paul, 1 Corinthians 11, verses 23 through 26. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." A lot of people look at the Lord's Supper as some kind of magical element that if they take it, they or receive it, it has some kind of mystical power over them, and that's not a proper view of the Lord's table. Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me." The Lord's table is a symbolic representation of what Jesus did for us 2,000 years ago. The bread represents his body, which absorbed the wrath of a holy God in our place. The cup represents his blood, which was spilled on our behalf. And so the Lord's table is a pictorial reminder of the fact that while salvation is free, it was not free to Jesus Christ, the second member of the Trinity. And we need to be reminded of this over and over again, particularly in the age of time that we live in, called the age of grace, where we are so accustomed to receiving the unmerited favor of God through the gospel that we have a tendency to think that the gospel is free to us, but someone, as someone once said, had to put in the plumbing. Someone had to do the heavy lifting. Someone had to do the hard work. Someone had to labor in our place when we couldn't labor on our own. And that's what Jesus did through his death, burial, and resurrection 2,000 years ago. And consequently, he offers us what he has done as a free gift by faith. And so that we never get tired of the message, God has commanded that the communion elements be regularly practiced in the life of his church. So while we recall that while salvation is free, it wasn't free to Christ. And this enhances our worship as Christians. This table is only for the Christian. If you're unclear of whether you're a Christian, we would ask you to let the elements pass by. It's an open table that you do not have to be a member of Sugarland Bible Church to participate. All that's necessary is that you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we partake of the elements, it develops within us an attitude of gratitude. And we reflect upon what Jesus has done, which causes us to want to worship him more and serve him more. Not because we're trying to pay him back for anything. We can't pay him back. But we want to honor him because of the way he has honored us. So with those thoughts in mind, at this time we will distribute the bread. And remembering the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was sacrificed in our place, shall we eat together? The book of Hebrews, chapter 9 and verse 22 says, "And without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness." How does a holy God unconditionally forgive sinners, yet still maintain his holiness? That's one of the great dilemmas that God has when you think about it. He's a God of love who wants to forgive, but at the same time, he has a character of holiness which must punish sin. The answer is Jesus Christ. Because what Jesus, the second member of the Trinity, did 2,000 years ago as he was dying on that cross is he was absorbing the wrath of God the Father in my place. You know, that wrath should have been poured out upon me. And it should have been poured out upon you. But Jesus, at the last moment, stepped into the line of fire and absorbed that wrath in our place. And salvation, consequently, was costly, not to us, but to him. And now God the Father can unconditionally forgive anybody that's in Christ. This way, through the atonement of Christ, the fancy word for it is the penal, which means punishment. Substitutionary atonement of Christ, God maintains his holiness because sin has been punished. And he's able to extend grace because now punishment has been limited to the cross and doesn't have to fall on us if we find ourselves today in Christ. That's what the blood of Jesus Christ is all about. And without that transaction and the spilling of his blood, salvation would be an impossibility for us. So with those thoughts in mind, at this time we will distribute the cup. And remembering the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shall we drink together? Shall we pray? Father, we are so marveling in gratitude for what you've done. Help us, Father, never to forget this message and to proclaim it boldly and openly as the Holy Spirit opens doors for us so others can come and participate in the saving work of Jesus Christ. We'll be careful to give you all the praise and the glory. We lift these things up in Jesus' name, and God's people said,